Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Back to Brilliance Hour with Vivian Hildebrandt and Lynn Hoff on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Lynn and Vivian.
Hello, this is Lynn. Welcome to our Back to Brilliance Hour. Tonight's topic is stress, and one that we're all having to deal with, I think particularly at these times that we're living in. Vivian Hildebrandt is here with me. Viv, would you like to say hello and share one little nugget that you feel is essential to know about stress?
Hello, everyone. This is Vivian. And the thing that I think is most important for myself and for anyone else when it comes to stress is that I make my life real. So if I'm feeling irritated or angry or stressed out and overwhelmed, the more attention I give to that feeling and the thoughts that they all go together, the more there of stress there is in my life. And the more I give to relaxing and getting some help or, you know, seeking out another opinion if I have something to really settle or get a solution for, then the difference there is that I feel so much better and so much more able to go ahead. So I guess what I'm saying is I create my own stress.
Thanks, Viv. That is a really a key concept to explore. Tonight, as I said, we're going to talk about stress and, of course, brilliance. And tonight's session is going to help us, all of us, you and me and Viv, know that the distractions and destruction of stress only exist in the duality worlds of the third dimension. To understand that in the perfect now of brilliance, there is no stress. And by accessing the 5D worlds, their only love can we fully realize our highest potentials as physical and spiritual beings. And we're going to go into depth on those three little statements. So if they didn't make much sense to start with, hang in there. The other thing that I would like to mention is that we will be getting your input here later on as we go through the program. Now Vivian's going to talk to you about tonight's objectives.
The three things that we want you and anyone who listens on the call later to know by the end of our presentation and our discussion with you is to know that brilliance heals all stress. That's pretty big. The second is to be steadfast in brilliance. In other words, get more comfortable with accessing brilliance and living from that. And the last one is to live in that fifth or higher dimension, in the fullness and wholeness of who we are. And that discussion will be more about who are we and what is the truth of who we are. Back to Lynn.
Okay. So, first of all, let's start with a discussion about what is stress. Viv and I like to take this first half of the class and give you some content to work with. We've been working with these formulas for more than 20 years, and we have discovered that this brilliance understanding, this brilliance work, is the key for leaving the third dimensional worlds behind and moving into the fifth dimensional worlds and beyond. And once you get how that all plays out, it's not that hard. It's not rocket science. It's pretty basic, pretty simple, pretty common sense. It just requires a shift in the way you've been thinking, because, of course, we have all of these patterns of thinking that we have learned. In the Brilliance Formula work, we talk about those, many of those habits, as our computer mind. And that's where every thought, every experience that we've ever had gets banked. So in case we ever need to meet that situation again, we can go into that bank and do what we did. The downside to that is that what I found is most of the time what I did back then didn't work. And so I just added more ideas and thoughts about how things should be. Had a little bit of information here. So we'll talk more about that as we go along. I think another thing that I wanted to mention before we really deeply talk about what is stress, so this all leads to the stress can be overwhelm, too much on our plates, too many commitments, too many expectations of ourselves, believing that there are all these things that only we can do and we've got to get them done. You know, we have this big list, and if we don't get through the list, I know back when I was learning how I was creating my own stress, I was a single mother working on a doctorate program part-time, teaching full-time, and I had a son, a preteen, and I had so much on my plate. I would constantly get stuck in what I was supposed to do next, and I'd be driving my son to school, and all of a sudden I'd end up at my school because I got so caught up in my thinking about everything I had to do that I forgot to drop him off. It was stuff like that just even stressed me more. So one of the things Viv mentioned and I have mentioned is that stress is a product of a third-dimensional reality. And the reason for that is in third-dimensional reality, which we've all grown up in and lived in on the planet, and until very recently, the opportunity is here now for us to go beyond that dimension of being. But everything has an opposite in third dimension. It's the world where we are constantly polarizing. You know, if you're for this, then you're not for that. And so it kind of multiplies the rules that we have to live by and follow. And there are a lot of opposites that become, the more locked into the third-dimensional thinking we are, the more extreme those opposites range, you know, from love to hate. I mean, just extremes of beliefs and feelings and thinking. Now, the next point that's critically important is that stress comes from what we think about what is happening, not what's actually happening. Because we see things through our own internal lenses, and if we have expectations about either this is the way things are or this is the way things are supposed to be, then we see that with the bigger part of ourselves as real. And we miss the opportunity to ask that little question, is this real? You know, is this something that I truly feel resonates for the way things are? Or could this be something that I made up? Could this just be a habit of thinking? Or is this true? And there are lots of ways one can learn to check out the truth, but the first step is being able to ask that question seriously, is this real? Is this real, or and here's the even better part of that question, do I want to make this real? Because wherever we put our thoughts and our attention, and isn't, I think that was what Viv came in and her, as her tip for the evening, wherever you want to put your thoughts or attention is what you're going to create. The way life works is really quite simple. Reality hasn't got a lot to do with it. Reality is what we've created in our minds as reality. Or we have a collective thought, a group that we belong to, a family, a business, a group of friends, you know, on and on. And so we have collective thought patterns that we all contribute to and draw from and support for each other. I have found myself over the last many years, I have had to examine most of those beliefs, particularly in the moment when things didn't seem to be going the way I wanted them to go, or, you know, when I was getting these messages that something is not working here, I'm out of balance, I'm feeling stress, I'm feeling tension, I'm feeling like I'm tied into knots. And that is my cue. I used to have to be way out there and deep into the dregs of stress before I even recognized that that's where I was. I was just feeling totally miserable before I would stop and ask, is this really real? Or is this something I'm making up with the beliefs and thoughts that I'm putting my attention on? But once I figured that out, and this is a tip, if you're just starting with these ideas, celebrate every little step of the way. Every time you get a new way of dealing with stressors, make a big thing out of it. Pat yourself on the back, say, oh yeah, I'm getting this, and just keep going. Even if you barely scratch the surface, you have to celebrate every step of the way. You can't go down the road that says this is not working, because it goes back to what I said earlier. Where you put your attention is what you're going to create. And you can sabotage. And come on, I bet there's not one person listening to this, and I'm talking about myself and Vivian as well. There's not one person listening to this talk tonight that hasn't sabotaged themselves more than once. And often we also sabotage those we love that are closest to us, that we live with, because we feel like we know how they should be and what they should be doing and what they should know too. And it's all goes back to our thought patterns, our habits of thinking, what we believe is real. So most often people start trying to deal with their stress when it gets to be overwhelming. And when we talk about stress, how do we know we're in stress? I mean, yeah, you might get a headache and you might get some shakes and some jitters and some nervous tics, that kind of thing. But even before those physical symptoms, you have a feeling. You feel like you want to cry. You feel like you're angry. Nothing's working. You're frustrated. That is stress. Those are the feelings of stress. And stress is a feeling. It's felt both physically and psychologically. Like, you know, you could have the mom who's working a full-time job and raising three kids and going to school and maybe even a single parent, or having a husband who's really busy and involved and having to work everybody's schedules around each other and, you know, get so busy there's no time for each other. Anyway, that would be situational stress. And then the other kind of stress is the kind of stress that we feel. And that's more like when we get overwhelmed and when we're feeling we've gone so far down the stress rabbit hole that we're miserable. Though the good news is it's never too late to turn around and climb out. Okay, Viv.
Well, the second point that we really want to talk about today is that brilliance is a 5D state of love and oneness. It is our way out of stress. Again, brilliance is our way out of stress. Now, Lynn talked about several kinds of stress, and I want to add one more. There's a physical stress that we get, like if we're playing tennis, you know, and we have to be ready to move if you're in a sport, or if you're giving a presentation to your boss or a couple of hundred people, you might feel some adrenaline surges. And those kinds of stress are very natural, and in the sports world, in fact, they're very good because they make that hyper-awareness that you want. But the stress that we're really talking about tonight is the one that starts in our minds with our thoughts. So that's just a quick note to keep in mind. Not all stress is bad, but this kind that we're locked into because our thoughts are in these old patterns, we can let go of those. Second very important thing about this is that brilliance is ours. It is our core. It's our connection with eternal spirit, the life force. Whatever you want to call it, you may want to call it light. You may want to call brilliance love. You may want to say higher power. That's what I connect to. Whatever you want to call it, call it. But the using of it, knowing it's always there, it's available, it's accessible. And when we get to that place of brilliance or light or love, we move into this very calm state of saying, hey, all is well. Or everything is going to be okay, or everything is where it needs to be. You know, even in the tough times, there is that assurance that when we're resting in brilliance, that we have someone, this piece of us that we really truly are, at our back, so to speak. Now, no matter what is going on, we can always make that shift to brilliance, to go back to it, to go to who we truly are. Now, you might feel stressed just, you know, when you find yourself really irritated very quickly, or you might just have this period of confusion. You're looking for a new job, or you might just feel overwhelmed, defeated, angry. Whatever these feelings of stress that you have, those are the times we're most likely to forget that we are so much bigger, and we have this enormous force, this life force there for us. So at any time, we can shift from this world of problems to a world of solutions, from a world of limitation to a world of expanded viewpoints, of seeing things in a whole different way. We can shift from this duality where everything's black and white and good and bad and you're in or you're out to this wonderful world of wholeness where there's opportunity, there's openness, and a world of cooperation and inclusion. So the key is to notice your feelings. Whatever feeling you're having here, is going to be the clue that says, woo, I want to get out of this one. I want to shift from these old thoughts that are creating those feelings and get back to the thoughts that originate in my brilliance. And again, I just have to say this one more time. Brilliance is who we are. Just think about the difference between stress and brilliance. You know, if you were driving down a road in a construction zone, you know, you might find that there's a detour, you have to jog off the road, or that the pavement's gone and you got this rock and dirt and that it's bumpy, okay? Or some parts of the road are simply closed. Now, the road of brilliance in our lives is much smoother. We may hit some potholes, but it's sort of like brilliance is your OnStar system, and it's going to be taking and talking you through whatever comes up, and it's going to be giving you the help that you need. And when you really think about that, who of us doesn't want that kind of ally, that piece of us inside of us that is just always there to help us? And any detour we're going to take on the road to brilliance is going to lead us to a better road. It's going to lead us to where our heart really wants us to go. So I guess I'm saying, hey, it's a choice. We can choose stress. We can just keep on thinking those old thoughts about whatever's going on, or we can choose brilliance. And I know some of you are going to be sitting back and thinking, oh, come on. All right, so I'm going to try this brilliance, but how am I going to stay there? Look at the world. Look at what's happening. Well, it's true. We all live in that world where lots is happening, and it's very powerful and it's very distracting. Just think of the TV and how it affects you. One thing I've had to do is just not listen to more than an hour of the news. Because when I do, I either get sad or I get mad. And so I am limiting that so that I don't react in a stressful way. And think about the internet and the newspaper. And guess what? Our mobile phones. Lynn and I were out probably about 2 months ago to have dinner. And there were two young women at a table next to us, and they were talking and eating, and then there'd be this total silence. And so I looked over there, and every so often, they were just totally engrossed in their iPhones. And just think how engaging those iPhones are. They want us to be watching and figuring things out and catching our messages, so we're really drawn in. So I'll tell you that I have a few little tricks that I do want to share. I don't have an iPhone, so that's not my problem. But if I get bugged out, you know, I just tell myself, hey, this is just a thought, and I'm only one thought away from being happier. And sometimes I tend to worry about some things. I can even lose a little bit of sleep. So someone just recently gave a suggestion. Think of yourself as something very peaceful. And she described it. She said, I'm a clear, deep, peaceful lake. Now, if you love water, this is really great. Imagine yourself as that calm, calm water. If you don't like water, then you've got to find another peaceful image for your mind. But those things really help us to stay away and get away from that stress and get back to our brilliance. And if I find myself kind of impatient or irritated in my relationships, I just very quietly, inside my head, I say, I love you, or I say, I bless this situation. So all of this stuff helps me stay more centered. And one thing that really helps is laughing or smiling. It's very hard for me to stay stressed out when I'm laughing at a joke or just smiling, you know, because the sun is out. So whether it's unconsciously that we're happy and we're automatically in our brilliance, or whether we work at it and we practice it, it is worth every minute of practice to get to our brilliance, to stay there, because without it, life is just so totally different. It's much more stressful.
Okay. I was going to talk a bit about, and Vivian actually kind of started this topic, but we can shift from brilliance at any moment. Living our best lives, we can learn to live without stress. But I think it's important, again, to go back and remember that this time that we're living in, most of us are experiencing compelling circumstances in our lives that can be very stressful. And the key is, yes, sometimes you have to get the scale out and deeply look at what you're dealing with and connect with your brilliance and look for the truth of how important whatever the situation or circumstance or commitment is to you. Sometimes you even have to renegotiate what your priorities are if you need to cut back on those things that are really stressing you out. Because first of all, it's critically important to make that brilliance connection, which is, you know, all we're talking about when we say a brilliance connection is you connecting with your own higher self. Our understanding of brilliance is light. And it is that spark of life that resides within us, and it is that spark of truth and so on. And one of the things that we have learned continuously and repeatedly is the more we are able to listen to our brilliance, instead of going off on a tangent when something happens and trying to find all the ways we can fix it, we stop and take a break. You know, maybe that's where you go for a little walk in the park, or you read a novel for a few minutes, or whatever, but you get your attention off of that compelling situation because you want to give your brilliance a moment to come through and give you some kind of insights on how you might deal with it. I find that every time I get an idea, and it's you know, it's that aha thing. Oh, I never thought about that before, but I'll bet if I tried this, this would work better. And sometimes, you know, it's baby steps. You get a notion to move in one direction, and then you get a notion to move in another direction. All at the same time, there is this knowing that you are brilliance, that light, that blazing wisdom is yours, and it is intrinsic to who you are, and therefore, it's just really foolish not to pay attention to it. I mean, good grief, who would waste a gift like that? You know, it's just critically important to do whatever you can do to make that connection, because that's where your ahas are going to come from. That's where your insights, that's where your new understandings are going to come from. And that's where your life turns into more of a joyous venture rather than overwhelming, overloaded dregs. And really, it's your choice. If you intend to move into the fifth dimension, you're going to want to get connected to your brilliance, and you're going to want to give up all those other thoughts that are not coming from your brilliance. Because brilliance is timeless. Fifth dimension is timeless. It's oneness. It's unity. It's for the best. And we all have this built into us. And the more we can let go of this stuff that's making us crazy, actually, we're letting it make us crazy, or we're making it and then it makes us crazy. But however, you know, you don't have to take that ride. You can stop. And sometimes, God, I know for myself, when I was first working with this stuff, I was a thought attack maven. I had all of these situations in my life that were all driving me crazy all at once. And, you know, like I'd be worried about my son and how he was doing in school. I'd be worrying about my job and where my boss was, you know, was I doing what I was supposed to be doing? I mean, it was just unbelievable. And the thing is, I could take any of these thought attacks and drive myself crazy with them, and I was a wreck a lot of the time because I wasn't focused in the now. I was living out there in my head. And so I had to gradually wean myself from all of these thought attacks. And the opportunity I think that we're having in this moment, and part of it is because all of us, every one of us who's listening to this or talking, or every one of us who's on this planet today is here because we chose to make this leap into the fifth dimension. And the time is now. It's happening now. And so you have a lot of help from your own inner wisdom to move into your brilliance. And this is the thing. Individually, we make that brilliance connection and we take steps every day to stay and connect with our brilliance. Pretty soon, we're working with other people who are working from their brilliance, and pretty soon we have a team who collectively can create the new world from brilliance. So living through brilliance gets easier. You can master living through brilliance. We've proven that, and I think we were a couple of pretty tough test cases. And now is the time. All the opportunities are there. Okay, we're going to take a station break right now, and then when we come back, we'll take some questions or discussion comments. Too much equipment here. Okay, we got a phone and a computer, guys. We're really high tech. All right. We're going to open up for any comments or questions. Do you want to give us the area code for the caller there?
Yeah, I'm going to open up the 618 area code.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Susan.
Oh, Susan, I was hoping you're going to be on the call tonight. It's nice to hear your voice.
And nice to hear yours. I enjoyed our discussion the other day. It was fantastic.
Good. I did post my notes on the
Lightgivers.org.
Go to the blog, click on the blog at the menu bar, and it'll take you there. And
yeah,
I have
some
good resources to check out.
Right, I'll check it out soon.
Great. Where are you with our conversation about stress this evening, Susan?
Well, I've heard most of it, the different types of stress and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's hard to get away from stress these days with everything going on. And I concur with you about, with both of you ladies, about giving the TV a rest, because that is stressful, listening to so many hours of the news. That's really something I can't do, is, you know, listening to negativity does not help stress. So.
Yeah, it seems like the news has lost ground significantly over the last 15 or 20 years. And the only thing they report on now is what is not working.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and that is a built-in automatic stress ride.
Yes, and if you watch TV during the holidays, you know, I feel bad for people. Everybody can't shop like that. You know, I was thinking about that, not about shopping, but about other people that are unable to purchase what they need or want, or, you know, because there are a lot of people that just aren't making it like they used to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's stressful. There's so many things. But on the other side, if one meditates and thinks about the little things, like I live on a lake, and I can watch the geese, the ducks, and the, you know, nature. And nature, to me, is one of the most relaxing things there is.
Yes, truly.
And that helps a lot. And there's so many different types of meditation that I know a lot of people don't understand it, but if they could just do 5 minutes of it every day and maybe go from there, that would help them tremendously with their health also.
Thanks for mentioning that, Susan. You know, your five-minute idea, one of
something,
the,
yes,
that we learned to do was like just sit in a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and listen to your breath.
Yes.
Just listen to your breath. You've given your attention somewhere to go, and it's peaceful and it's relaxing, and even just 5 minutes without your mind running,
wandering,
is
right.
A huge break. And it, and you know, and then there are meditative techniques that a person can use. But some days
many,
I sit
many.
There and breathe and relax every one of my muscle groups one at a time. And by the time I get through my body, I'm feeling great.
And you can also cleanse your chakras doing the same thing, focusing
exactly.
on your chakras.
Right.
Which helps with everything.
Susan, I liked what you said, too, about the lake. And I know the first time I heard someone say that you can do a meditative walk, I was kind of shocked. I was so accustomed to thinking, oh, I've got to just be quiet, and I can't let my mind, you know, travel too far. And I thought, oh. And I went out, and I took a walk. And, of course, your mind goes anywhere, but you are so connected when you're walking in nature that I could see
yes.
why they called that a meditation. It was wonderful.
And, you know, I used to do a lot of walking, hiking, actually, when I was younger in Hawaii. I lived there for 4 years. But I found myself so relaxed with walking, hiking, that I didn't realize by the time I went home, that's when I had a lot of more psychic experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I had deja vus, and I could see, one time I grabbed the doorknob of a beauty salon, and it felt like I was grabbing it for like an hour, but in actuality, it was only an instant. Mm. But I knew everything that was going to happen during that time, and I kind of panicked because I realized I wasn't going to be able to get a ride home psychically, you know. But that's what walking, hiking, and even just enjoying nature does for a person. You don't have to make it happen. It's pretty much automatic depending on how it's going for you. Now, if it's an, a positive experience, which normally it is.
Yes.
I taught an elderly lady last weekend. She was having health problems that really weren't big issues. And I told her, I said, well, every time you come over here, you're not breathing. You're a shallow breather. And when she started breathing and realizing this, it taught her that she needs to concentrate. I didn't tell her it was a meditation, but she should have known, knowing me. Like you were saying, you know, breathing and letting the air go out of your navel helps older people. Of course, I'm an older person too, but it helps people with different types of issues, health issues. It's just a plus to watch your breathing.
I think
also
the other thing that you mentioned, Susan, when you were talking about like having foretelling or being able to see what was coming or other kinds of psychic experience, I think we've had such a woo idea about a lot of those kinds of experiences that most of us don't realize that moving into fifth dimension, where everything is in the fully present moment, that there is a communication, a telepathic communication that is deeply involved in, you don't have to use words all the time, which means greater amounts of information can be shared. And other skills can are part of that becoming a fifth dimensional being. I mean, I think there's some real perks involved.
There definitely is. Yes, ma'am.
You know, and I think a lot of us are kind of, some of this stuff that seems so weird is, it's like you're starting in one direction, you forget which way you were going, and then you have to go back, and then you hope you're not having a senior moment, and then
that's true.
Wait a minute, you know, this is part of this ascension process. I'm changing, and it's evident that I'm changing. It's not like looking at what's not working. It really is looking at what is working. And I think we don't know that what we thought wasn't working really was working.
I had an experience. You know, you don't know until it happens. You know what I'm saying? But I had an experience where I thought to myself, well, son of a gun, I'm changing the way I feel about things. You know? And that was really a moment for me that to realize, well, I didn't used to feel that way, but this is great. I'm changing, you know. And that's a plus mostly, you know.
Yeah.
Changing. Even it's affected my readings because, you know, I'm, automatic on what comes through. I don't think about it. It just comes to me and it's out of my mouth. And I was talking to someone. They asked me a question at a public restaurant. And I just spontaneously knew that over the phone that this man had really hurt his hand bad. And I wasn't talking directly to him, but I've noticed that in my readings, it's different now because it's more, it's not conscious, it's just automatic, which I think is great. you know.
Right, you don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Right, it just popped right out of my mouth.
Being
yes.
Oh, instead of, which is another part of what we're
it's
all.
It's opening your mind up more. The more we meditate and do our little things that we do. Everybody's different, but meditations is just a good start. But our prayers and good vibrations we send out to people, everything we do that way consciously helps us unconsciously. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does to me.
And it's great. Sending good wishes to someone you don't even know, it makes me feel good, and it helps that person, too, even if I never meet them.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why the everyday person is what, you know, the people that really need to understand. You know, it's supposed to, well, I'm not going to go that far, but I wanted to say it's supposed to be a natural thing. A lot of it is.
Yes.
We weren't once existed fully. Our brain, we don't use all of our brain.
No, not a very small part, in fact.
A
yeah.
very small portion. I find that with the work that you do and the work that I do and that, it really opens up our minds somehow into using portions that I believe the average person may not use or attempt to use.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't understand how to connect with spirit and make it a wonderful, wonderful experience.
I found too, Susan, that the energies have really opened many, many hearts as well. Whether
exactly.
The energies coming from the God source or just our responses to certain things that have happened, the hearts are opening, and I see it in many people, and I've certainly felt it in myself. My emotions are much more present and much more there. So it's quite amazing to see all the changes.
Yes. Sunday, when I was talking to Lynn on the show, I wasn't, as we were doing toward the end of the show, you know, I was just, tears were pouring out of my face. I mean, I was just beside myself. I could feel the happiness not coming from me, but my spirits.
Yeah.
They loved the show so much that they just had me not crying, but just tears coming out, tears of joy. And I feel more joy, too. Not
yeah.
the kind of joy from earth joy, but heavenly joy.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's wonderful.
And I know you know this. That's the real joy. A lot of what we've endured for the last many millennia has not been the real Earth experience at all. It, in a sense, you know, we came here to have these experiences and to push the envelope and to move toward shifting the consciousness or being a part of the shift, and it's something we're all doing within ourselves and we're all doing together collectively. But
and it's wonderful, yes.
The world, I try to put my attention now on what is working, and for me what is working is, you know, creating this new earth and getting a at least general understanding of what we're going to be able to accomplish together. And, you know, I just imagine, as we were talking a little while ago, what's it going to be like when we can just communicate telepathically? You know, because we're not going to
have
blocks and barriers to communication that we built around thinking we were going to say something wrong. It's all going to be right out there, so you're just going to have to clean it up in yourself because that's the way it's going to work. And it's going to have such incredible benefits in the love that we can share with other people.
Yes. I've had experience of being able to, without trying to talk to someone telepathically, I have been able to do that, but it was it was because the other person didn't want to talk to me, but I knew, and then she started laughing because she knew what I was thinking, and I knew what she was thinking. It happened. That's happened a couple of times, and it's funny. It's funny, but it's true. I believe we can use our mind that way, definitely. Yes. Talking, that's like our eyes, you know, our eyes say a lot of things, looking into people's faces and really noticing things, that says a lot.
And actually directing or allowing love to flow through us to them, which is a lot, that's happening a lot, you know, people we don't know. Yes, it's quite wonderful.
Yes, well, I had a...
Go ahead.
I had an experience two nights ago. I was given a gift, and it was a selenite heart. And I started sleeping with this selenite heart because I'm kind of freaking out. I love rocks, stones. But it was given to me by my sister in California. And I didn't know exactly in the room where it was, but I was relaxing, and I started seeing a heart floating around my living room and down around the floor, and I looked down, and that energy floated right back into the rock, which had fell off my couch. So that made me think, too, different things like that.
Right.
Well, it's been great having you join us this evening, Susan. I love it when you come on. You always have such great things to share.
Thank you.
I'm going to end with a couple of thoughts.
First of all, I want you to think, if you listen to this show later or tonight, take a minute just to think, what can I use from tonight's show? What idea can I put into practice? Perhaps it's about letting go of stress through our changing our thoughts. Perhaps it's about staying close and in our brilliance as much as possible. But whatever it is, jot it down and keep practicing whatever those thoughts are, those exercises, those awarenesses are in the next couple of weeks. Take a minute. It helps if you write it down if you would like.
And then during the next couple of weeks, if you have a question or some question comes to mind that you wanted to get to us, we're always available through our blog format. It's www.backtobrilliance.com/blog. And you can leave us a comment or a question, and we will get back to you with whatever comes through that we can share to expand that understanding. Next 2 weeks from now, on January 22nd, we're going to be talking about understanding separate realities and forgiveness. And I really think this is one of the most important topics that we have to share. It's something that we have grown into understanding after we kind of got a foundation laid. And it's an incredible way of building relationships with other people, and of course with ourselves.
So to end tonight, let's just, we'll put out a few thoughts, and feel free to remind yourself of whatever you've learned and any of these thoughts. When I am in touch with my real self, my brilliance, I am not stressed. I prefer brilliance and love over anger and impatience. And the last one, I can shift to my brilliance in a moment, in a heartbeat. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Great to have you with us. We look forward to 2 weeks from now when we do our next Brilliance Hour.